Americans and future Americans, Donald Trump has prescribed chemotherapy to the economy. I have a lot of opinions. We will be telling you all of them as we go forward. Some of them you'll probably disagree with. Most of them you'll probably agree with. And once again, Nux is always right. He doesn't stop winning, and neither does the president. He's very orange, incredibly orange. In fact, he's so orange that CNN added an orange filter on Donald Trump for this speech specifically to make him look dumber. And currently, CNN is getting literally flamed. No, I'm not making this up. No. Okay, people think I'm making this up. This is what they did. This is what CNN did. All right, so this is CNN Trump, and this is Fox News Trump, and this is CNN Trump, and that's Fox News Trump. They literally put an orange filter on him for this speech. In case you were curious, it's definitely one of the strategies of all time. Hell yeah, if you can't call him Hitler, just give him cancer. But anyway, I think that's hilarious personally, and now they're getting ridiculed over it, as they should, because you don't hate the mainstream media enough. But we are watching the Liberation Day speech, and I will be interweaving modern day meltdowns, because the meltdowns are glorious. I have never seen meltdowns this good. These meltdowns are on par with when he actually won the election, goddammit. So anyway... tariffs are going to raise prices in the short term. It's going to crash the stock market in the short term, but it is going to make America an actual superpower instead of crippled and leaning on every other country in the world. That's what he always said it was. That's what everyone said it was. And everyone's fear-mongering and making believe like this is blowing up in his face when it's literally not. So anyway, lock in, boys and girl. It's Liberation Day. God, look at that man. Look at his dude. His snake orange is fine. Yeah, Canada's losing their shit right now, by the way. So the funniest thing about Canada specifically is right before the tariffs, Carney, the current dictator of Canada, he basically said, he said, we don't need them, they're not allies. And then he gave this speech, and they're like, they're our greatest allies. Literally cucked him in like one day.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. Nice crowd. What a good looking group of people. Well, we have some very, very good news today, and a lot of good things are happening for our country. Please sit down.
Oh, God. My favorite thing is whenever Trump says there's good news, it's the same way I say there's good news. It means good news. For me specifically, for the world maybe in the long run, all 7 swing states. But, some other people are not happy, and that's fine with me. Let the retards re.
My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day.
Yeah.
Waiting for a long time.
The orange age.
Right, April Trump. 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
Oh, damn!
Gonna make it wealthy, good and wealthy.
Yeah.
For decades, our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike.
He's right.
American steel.
I want you to pay attention, all right? Because a lot of people are upset. They look at the short-term stock market drop and lose their absolute fucking shit. I think a lot of people need to actually wake up and recognize the fact that, A, Trump is the only president that was honest about saying that the stock market was going to dip. And B, and I think this is more important, in the long term, this is bringing unbelievable wealth and industry to the United States. You have to look at it this way. Every other president that literally lets other countries bully America for short-term gains is a fucking fraud. Someone willing to sell out the country for the sake of a short-term goal that people will say, oh damn, it was pretty epic how the stock market went up during Biden's presidency. Hell yeah. But in the long term, America was getting cooked. What right now, Trump is literally diagnosing America with cancer and giving America chemo to get rid of that cancer. It's definitely a wild maneuver, for sure. For real, for real. And I'm very excited to see where it goes from here. I mean, All I know is I made a small investment into the stock market right after the crash. Definitely not advising you to do the same.
Workers, auto workers, farmers, and skilled craftsmen. We have a lot of them here with us today. They really suffered gravely. They watched in anguish as foreign leaders have stolen our jobs, foreign cheaters have ransacked our factories, and foreign scavengers have torn apart our once beautiful American dream. We had an American...
And I know he's not saying it, but also all the other presidents that kind of sat by and kind of let it happen. It's definitely crazy. What did you invest in? S&P 500. But anyway, not financial advice. Definitely don't listen to the Jew on this. Absolutely. The greatest thing is the fact that China has been developing auto shops in Mexico because they know America is the biggest consumer, but they didn't want to do it in America because why? So they would make them in Mexico and give Mexican people jobs because Mexico is in close enough proximity to sell to Americans. Now that there are tariffs, China, if they want to do business with America, they'll need to open up an auto factory in America. It's definitely a long-term play. I really hope it pays off. Only time will tell. I personally think it will. But for me, the best part of all of this isn't the economy. All right, listen. I might listen. In my Jewish soul, I love the economy. I love money a little bit too much, maybe some even would say. However, just being upfront, I love the chaos. The meltdowns are amazing. You have fucking Democrats 2,000,000,000% cooked. They're shooting themselves in the ball sack, baby. Infinite content. Oh, Lord.
I can dream that you don't hear so much about. You did 4 years ago, and you are now, but you don't too often, and for many years and decades even, you didn't hear too much about. Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years. But it is not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen.
I really feel like he came back for the second presidency with all the fire in his belly. I won all 7 swing states. We're not doing this again. No more weaponizing the government. We're going to cook everyone. I will kick them in their Chinese...
In a few moments, I will sign a historic
balls.
Executive order instituting reciprocal tariffs on countries throughout the world. Reciprocal.
Based. Honestly, it's so crazy because this is a two-pronged assault. One, fair trade. And I think that's really important. And two, and I think this is even more important, I don't think Americans knew that other countries were literally tariffing America. Until now.
That means they do it to us and we do it to them. Very simple. Can't get any simpler than that.
Yep, about time.
This is one of the most important days, in my opinion, in American history. It's our declaration of economic independence.
Oh, shit.
For years, hardworking American citizens were forced to sit on the sidelines as other nations got rich and powerful, much of it at our expense. But now it's our turn to prosper, and in so doing, use trillions and trillions of dollars to reduce our taxes and pay down our national debt, and it'll all happen very quickly. With today's action...
Oh, my God. I hope that he abolishes income tax and tip tax. Dude, this could be, like, actually crazy. Enough being the piggy bank of the world. America will no longer be Europe's bitch. We will not be China's prostitute any longer.
And we are finally going to be able to make America great again, greater than ever before.
Oh, God. We're doing it ourselves. Masturbating, I call it.
Jobs and factories will come roaring back into our country, and you see it happening already. We will supercharge our domestic industrial base. We will pry open foreign markets and break down foreign trade barriers. And ultimately, more production at home will mean stronger competition and lower prices for consumers.
We will keep
this will be indeed
in their metaphorical testicles.
The golden age of America. It's coming back. We're going to come back very strongly.
God damn. Let's see. Time will tell.
We're pleased.
Personally, I have faith. I've always said this from the very beginning. I personally thought tariffs were not a great idea. That's what I said literally before he even started. Unless it was done for a negotiating tactic. I had no idea there was such an unbelievable, wild amount of tariffs on the United States. I've always been for reciprocal tariffs. So this is like literally the golden age of Nux content. For real, for real. The 21% of people that still like the Democratic Party are probably shitting themselves right now.
To be joined on this momentous occasion by Vice President J.D. Vance. J.D., thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
By the way, for the record, this is just my game theory. I think this is the reason why he wanted J.D. Vance to be his vice president. This specifically, the tariffs. Because J.D. Vance comes from a lower middle class household in the middle of bumfuck nowhere America, all right? And he worked his way up in politics to become the vice president. His family, his people, are the ones that were affected by the fact that there were tariffs literally the entire time. That is literally why I think J.D. was chosen to be the vice president. Because it's the auto workers, it's like the working class people, that those are the ones that got butt-fucked by the fact that every job moved outside of America. So anyway, let's go, DJ Killer Vance!
Thank you very much. Where are you, JD? No, that's...
Yeah, there he is!
That wasn't too hard to find.
Oh, let's go! I didn't recognize him. I was expecting his face to look a little more like those... memes, they call them on Twitter. But no, there he is. There he is, face not as round as I remember it.
Look, and you know, he likes to take a low-key attitude, so usually we sit right in front. He's gaining a lot of confidence, Mike, isn't he?
What the fuck?
And nearly my entire cabinet is here, as well as Speaker Mike Johnson, who's done an amazing job. And with the great success we had last night in Florida, we have... a majority of 7, and 7's like a lot when we had it at 1, right? You've done a fantastic job, and many of the members of the...
Dude, my favorite thing about the election in Florida, so the guy that won, a Republican guy that apparently Trump really likes this guy. I never heard of him, but apparently Trump really likes this guy. He's a Jewish guy, and Candace Owens immediately, no, Israel owns the country! No! And then Trump puts tariffs on Israel. Anyway.
House and Senate are with us. Senators, Congressmen, thank you all for being with us. We appreciate it. For decades, the United States slashed our trade barriers on other countries while those nations placed massive tariffs on our products and created outrageous non-monetary barriers to decimate our industries, and in many cases, the non-monetary barriers were worse than the monetary ones. They manipulated their currencies, subsidized their exports, stole our intellectual property, imposed exorbitant VAT taxes to disadvantage our products,
Every president knew this was happening, and no one had the balls to stand up against it because they knew it would hurt them in the short term. I'm not going to lie. I think the fact that Trump was vilified by the media so much is so good for the country. It's so ironic. But him becoming the villain is exactly what America needed. Everyone else was like, I will just pussyfoot around. I'll have my 4 years. I'll do a great job. I'll leave in silence. And Trump's like, nah. Spread your legs, bitch.
Adopted unfair rules and technical standards and created filthy pollution havens. They were absolutely filthy, but they always came to us and they said, we're violating. We should pay for it. It's all detailed in a very big report by the U.S. Trade Representative on Foreign Trade Barriers. And I'll just hold it up for you. It's available and you don't have to pay too much. As I understand it, you'll pay nothing.
God.
It's a lot of work. A lot of work for something, actually, because it's a special book. It's very, frankly, it's very upsetting when you read it, when you see what people have been doing to us for 30 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
so important that everyone knows exactly what the fuck is going on. It's so important, bro. Forever, no one had any idea what was happening. Literally, no one had any idea. I didn't know that America was getting 270% tariffs levied on America from Canada. For Canada? Are you joking? For Canada? Bro, Canada, literally, Canada keeps forgetting that America lets them exist. I say that as a Canadian, goddammit. The Canadian military comprised of four people on horseback with pointy sticks. All right, guys.
With no response from the United States of America, none whatsoever. But those days are over.
Yep, America is no longer going to lay back and spread their legs. It's a glorious day. It's a glorious day. For America, specifically.
Let me offer just a few examples of the vicious attacks our workers have faced for so many years. The United States charged...
I love how people in my chat being like, but Nux, Trump isn't giving you the full context. What do you mean full context? Is he supposed to give me the play-by-play of what happened in America for the last 250 years? Is it true that other countries were tariffing America? Yes? Okay, that's the context. Tariff them back. What is wrong with you? How do you defend that? America has all the cards. It is a manufacturing superpower. It has the resources. Why the fuck should America let other countries literally tariff them? I'm sorry. That's all the context required. Yes, it'll hurt in the short term, but the reason why it's hurting in the short term is because past presidencies were living next to a radiation plant, and now you gotta cure the cancer that has been inflicted on the country.
Charges other countries only a 2.4 tariff on motorcycles.
All right.
Meanwhile, Thailand and others are charging much higher prices, like 60% in...
Do you see what I mean? Thailand is charging 60% on motorcycles, and America was charging 2.5% on motorcycles. And then you get people in the chat, well, actually, I didn't look at it from that perspective. I was really saying that you don't realize it's crashing the economy.
India charges 70%, Vietnam charges 75%.
Do you hear this?
And others are even higher than that. Likewise, until today, the United States has for decades charged a 2.5 tariff, think of that, 2.5% on foreign-made automobiles.
All right.
The European Union charges us more than 10% tariffs, yeah. And they have...
Bitch, it's enough. It is so enough, bro.
20% VATs, much, much higher. India charges 70%, and perhaps worst of all are the non-monetary restrictions imposed by South Korea, Japan, and very many other nations as a result of these colossal trade barriers.
Tariffs are only good when other countries put tariffs on America, but when America puts tariffs, then America's the bad guys. Hitler,
81% of the cars in South Korea are made in South Korea. 94% of the cars in Japan are made in Japan. Toyota sells 1 million foreign-made automobiles into the United States, and General Motors sells almost none.
Yeah, weird,
Ford sells very little. None of our companies are allowed to go into other countries. And I say that, friend and foe.
China.
And in many cases, the friend is worse than the foe in terms of trade. But such horrendous imbalances have devastated our industrial base and put our national security at risk. I don't blame these other countries at all for this calamity. I blame former presidents and past leaders who weren't doing their job. They let it happen, and they let it happen to an extent that nobody can even believe.
He's completely right. He is completely right. It is all the fault of the previous leaders that never actually wanted to stand up and do something that would hurt America in the short term to get away from that. The fact that it built up to this point where you have all these unbelievable tariffs on America from other countries is absolutely mind-boggling that it got this far. It really is. It's like a disease. It's literally like a disease. It is literally like a disease.
That's why, effective at midnight, we will impose a 25%...
Then I get my goat, like Hamas Habibi in my chat, who just said, but Nux, who pays the tariffs? Like, that's the ultimate response every time. Everyone knows that in the short term, tariffs suck. Correct. You're right. Incredible point. Wow! But in the long term, it literally cures America from being at the behest of every other country on the planet. Everyone hits me with the same talking points in chat every single day. I see them every day. You're not gonna hit me with a zinger I've never heard about before.
tariff on all foreign-made automobiles.
Oh, it's permanent! Yeah, it's not permanent. But good attempt. It's not permanent. Tariffs have always been instituted and not be permanent. Explain to me why other countries had tariffs on America. If tariffs are just bad for the citizens of the country, why did other countries have tariffs on America? Well, actually, it's because it's really good for the country on a macro level. Because shit gets built in America. And more people get higher paying jobs. Again, I'm not debating tariffs with you guys. I think reciprocal tariffs are necessary in order for America to not literally sink into the sea. No, I'm not debating you, random Hamas fan.
Thank you. Brian, I'd like to have you come up here for a second, okay? I just see him sitting. He's been a fan of ours, and he understands this business a lot better than the economists, a lot better than anybody. Brian, say a few words, please, would you?
Thank you, Mr.
All right. Great honor to have you.
God, look at that man's mustache. I would believe anything he says.
Thank you, Mr. President. I grew up just north of Detroit, Michigan, in Macomb County.
Oh, shit.
Known as the home of the Reagan Democrats.
Yeah, Detroit's kind of shit right now. No more car business in America. Until now, American cars, it's happening.
My first vote for president was for Ronald Reagan. I thought that was going to be the best president I ever saw in my lifetime until Donald J. Trump came.
The glaze. Bro brought in the biggest glazer of all time.
Along.
God damn.
My entire life, I have watched plant after plant after plant in Detroit and in the Metro Detroit area close. There are now plants sitting idle. There are now plants that are underutilized. And Donald Trump's policies are going to bring product back into those underutilized plants. There's going to be new investment. There's going to be new plants built.
That's the goal.
And the UAW members,
oh,
and I brought 20 of them with me. They're sitting right over here. We support Donald Trump's policies on tariffs 100%. So, Mr. President, we can't thank you enough. And in 6 months or a year, we're going to begin to see the benefits. I can't wait to see what's happening
three or four
years down the road. Thank you, Mr. President.
Again, literally two tiers here. Tier one, I think reciprocal tariffs are super important just for the sake of other countries not bullying America around. There's no answer to that. There needs to be reciprocal tariffs because America's getting butt-fucked by other countries for literally no reason. So I think reciprocal tariffs are absolutely necessary. No more America literally just being the world's piggy bank. Sorry, America doesn't need to be the planet's whore. That's one. Two, tariffs in general, the goal is the long play. And we gotta hope that it works out.
What a great guy. He got it right from the beginning. He got it before almost anybody else. This group over there, they got it too. And
I mean, the people that got it are the people that literally don't have jobs in the country because it was all replaced by people from other countries.
You know, we won the state of Michigan. We won almost all of them. But we won Michigan by a lot. And I want to just thank you all. The auto workers were fantastic. The Teamsters were fantastic. Everyone was pretty good, I will tell you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're going to be very happy very soon. And you probably see what's happening with all of the, not only car companies, but car companies in particular. You see it with all of the ones they're moving, they're announcing day in, day out. You're seeing it. Nobody's ever seen anything like that. With today's actions, we're also standing up for our great farmers and ranchers who are brutalized by nations all over the world. Brutalized.
God damn.
Canada, by the way, imposes a 250% to 300% tariff on many of our dairy products. They do the first can of milk.
Yeah, pretty weird, huh? Why does Canada have like a 270% tariff on dairy products? Sounds like America's greatest ally, am I right, Gabers?
You do the first little carton of milk at a very low price, but after that it gets bad, and then it gets up to 275-300%.
So Canada, they have a really fun time sitting there talking about how, I can't believe America's putting 30% tariffs on us, or whatever the fuck. I can't believe you would do such a thing. Canada, we've always been friends. Why would you tank our relationship? Meanwhile, they're literally tariffing America up to like 270%. On dairy products. Like, come on, dog. Come on, brothers. Like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we playing this game? Like, stop. Stop being a bitch and just saying shit for Twitter people to be on your side. Like, if you are fighting on behalf of the Twitter people, then God damn, you're pathetic.
So when they're figuring what's Canada charging, they say, oh, about 2%, 3%. But take a look at what happens down the road. When you look a little bit, it's not a pretty picture, and we don't like it, and it's not fair. It's not fair to our farmers. It's not fair to our country. And with countries like Canada, you know, we subsidize a lot of countries and keep them going and keep them in business. In the case of Mexico, it's 300.
He's literally right. America, by the way, Canada a week ago said that we don't need America. We don't need America. Canada today, post tariffs, said we need America. They're our number one helper and supplier for military shit. Literally, that happened today. Kind of weird watching people fold. Huh? Weird.
$100 billion a year. In the case of Canada, it's close to $200 billion a year. And yeah. I say, why are we doing this?
He's right.
At what point do
The point is, it's enough being bullied, because the point is, there is literally nothing. There is nothing you can do if you're going to be a bitch. If you're going to be a bitch, then Canada, for example, is a hypothetical, all right? I'm Canadian, obviously, I want Canada to do well. Canada can increase the tariffs. What if Canada decides to increase the 270% tariffs on milk to 500% tariffs on milk? What would America do? Well, if it was under Biden, America would be like, okay. Is that a country? You're literally on a sinking ship at that point. You gotta tie the fucking noose on this crap. Enough. Enough being bullied by every other country because, oh, America's big anyway.
For yourselves, and you gotta, this is why we have the big deficits. This is why we have that.
Look, now it's going to be the stock market. People are going to talk about the stock market probably for the next month. Probably month or two is going to be talking about the stock market constantly. Just like they talked about eggs in the beginning. And now egg prices are down like 63%. And now no one's talking about eggs anymore. Kind of weird. Kind of wild.
Amount of debt that's been placed on our heads over the last number of years. And we're really not taking it anymore. Through non-tariff barriers, the European Union bans imports of most American poultry. You understand? They say, we want to send you our cars, we want to send you everything, but we're not going to take anything that...
Yeah, because they understand that obviously it's better for their actual country if specifically their citizens are only spending money on shit from their own country. So they decide to tariff America to the point that no one in their country is going to buy anything from America. They recognize it's actually important for their economy. But when they do it, it's good. It's when America does it that it's a problem.
You have Australia bans, and they're wonderful people and wonderful everything, but they ban American beef, yet we imported $3 billion of Australian beef from them just last year alone. They won't take any of our beef. They don't want it because they don't want it to affect they're farmers, and you know what? I don't blame him, but we're doing the same thing.
He's right. I don't blame him for wanting to help their economy. But don't blame me when I want to help mine. Whether it will help, won't help, you can debate. Everyone in my chat's apparently an economist right now. There's like an actual civil war. but sorry, bro. Sorry, dog. Reciprocal tariffs, you will never convince me. No matter what data you show me, you will never convince me that reciprocal tariffs are not justified and a good idea.
Right now,
at least from a bargaining perspective, it is undeniably correct. It is justice, it is correct, and there is no possible way you could convince me that reciprocal tariffs are not a good idea.
Starting about midnight tonight, I would say. And China charges American rice farmers an over quota, it's called, a tariff rate of 65%. South Korea charges 50%. Actually, they charge different from 50% to 513%. And Japan, our friend, charges us 700%. But that's because they don't want us selling rice, another thing. Who can blame them, Madam Secretary? Agriculture, great job you did on eggs, by the way. The egg prices came down 50%.
Yeah, no one's talking about egg prices anymore. No one cares about egg prices. There's something else to talk about.
He got them down 50%. Once we got involved, they were going through the sky. The egg prices, they were going through the sky, and you did a fantastic job. Now we have lots of eggs, and they're much cheaper, down about 59% now.
I saw 63% personally, but maybe it's only 59%. By the way, that's a massive W. Not that anyone's going to say Trump did it, of course. Obviously, no one actually cares.
And they're going down further. We charge 2.8% for so many things that other countries are charging 200%, 300%, and 400% for, if imposing tariffs and protective...
We kicked them right in the eggs. They were squealing like little bitches, but don't worry. Don't worry, it's all good.
Barriers made nations poor, then every country on Earth would be racing to eliminate these policies, and China would be the first on line. They run a very strong country, but they're not first in line, and the American people are paying a very big price. From 1789 to 1913, we were a tariff-backed nation, and the United States was proportionately the wealthiest it has ever been. So wealthy, in fact, that in the 1880s, they established a commission to decide what they were going to do with the vast sums of money they were collecting. We were collecting so much money so fast, we didn't know what to do with it. Isn't that a nice problem to have? What do you think, Mark?
World's worst problems. I'd hate to have way too much money. Think about it. Surpluses of money? Oh, God. The stress of having that much money. Nah, we don't give a shit about that. Nah. We don't want any of that shit. All right, we want to talk about important topics. Like the right for biological men to beat up women in sports. Now, this is something I think we should really be focusing on, goddammit. Now, this is something real.
Marco, good problem. Marco would love that problem. But we don't have that problem anymore, but we're not going to have it very much longer, I will tell you. But they collected so much money, they actually formed a commission to determine what they were going to do with the money, who they were going to give it to, and how much. Then in 1913, for reasons unknown to mankind, they established the income tax so that citizens, rather than foreign countries, would start paying the money necessary to run our government.
Then no one knows 19... why a couple of retards in office. I see them all the time now. I turn on the news and the retards are reincarnated into CNN people. It's crazy.
29, it all came to a very abrupt end with the Great Depression. And it would have never happened if they had stayed with the tariff policy. It would have been a much different story. They tried to bring back tariffs to save our country, but it was gone. It was gone. It was too late. Nothing could have been done. It took years and years to get out of that depression, far longer than even FDR had that office right over there for a long period of time. The ramp system, that's rather intricate, was built because of him. And every time you walk up, you think of him. And he did a great job in many ways, but it lasted long beyond his terms, as you know. But it's not too late any longer, and we're going to start being smart, and we're going to start being very wealthy again. We're going to be wealthy as a country because they've taken so much of our wealth away from us. We're not going to let that happen. We truly can be very wealthy. We can be so much wealthier than any country. It's not even believable.
I mean, to be honest, he's not wrong. To be honest, he's literally not wrong. In the long game, America, if America is fully self-sustaining and literally, like, America should be the one dictating trade deals, realistically.
Not trying to be cringe, not trying to offend people in chat that say Orange Man bad,
but, America has the cards. America, literally, should never enter a bad deal with another country if America literally is much more necessary to the other country than the other country is to America. That's just basic business. Of course, there are communists that hate this philosophy, but that's okay. Because, you know, they're communists, therefore their opinion is invalid.
But we're getting smart. Nearly a century later, in the face of unrelenting economic warfare, the United States can no longer continue with a policy of unilateral economic surrender. We cannot pay the deficits of Canada, Mexico, and so many other countries.
Right.
We used to do it. We can't do it anymore. We take care of countries all over the world. We pay for their military. We pay for everything they have to pay. And then when you want to cut back a little bit, they get upset that you're not taking care of them any longer. But we have to take care of our people, and we're going to take care of our people first. And I'm sorry to say that.
He's so right that America should always be focusing on
America. And today we're standing...
By the way, I firmly believe that every country should focus on their own citizens first and foremost. Literally. That's why when I hear that Canada has, let's say, 270% tariffs on milk or whatever, from my perspective, they're doing what's best for Canadians. And you know what? I respect that. I do. I think it's a massive bitch move to take money from America and expect America to provide you security and also charge America that shit. But if America's not going to complain and be like, no problem, Canada, I'll pay you the 270% tariffs on milk and shit, well, then honestly, that's just America holding the bag being a dumb fuck. With all due respect, that's an America L. And Canada's taking advantage of a really dumbass neighbor to the south. America doesn't want to be that dumbass neighbor to the south anymore. America wants to sit here and be like, listen, reciprocal tariffs, at the very least, we are not going to be your piggy bank. If you want to tariff us on shit, we are going to tariff you on that exact same shit. And I think that there's literally no argument against that. And I've been seeing people in my chat, literally, they are fighting tooth and nail, not making a single point that it's even remotely against reciprocal tariffs.
Standing up for the American worker, and we are finally putting America first.
I mean, you're right.
In sleepy Joe Biden's last year in office, the United States hemorrhaged 100,000 manufacturing jobs, and the number was going through the roof at levels never seen before.
Goddamn.
And our trade deficit reached a record $1.2 trillion, which is unheard of. Since the beginning of NAFTA, the worst trade deal ever made. It was a horror show. I was able to determine it. They all said you'd never be able to get it out. We had to get approval from Congress to get it terminated. We had to live with that deal. It was the worst trade deal ever made by far. But since the very beginning of NAFTA, our country lost 90,000 factories. Think of what that is, 90,000. Think about putting...
Well, that is definitely what happens when you decide to not actually manufacture your own shit and just import things from other countries. Yep, that is definitely the move. 100%. That's what you do. You lose jobs in America. It becomes better for the mega wealthy to some extent, but it definitely is not good for the people that are actually trying to make a living.
Putting a map up and putting tax on it, you wouldn't have enough room. 90,000. I said, is that possible? We had it checked four different times, and it was actually somewhat higher than that. And 5 million manufacturing jobs were lost while racking up trade deficits of $19 trillion. That was the worst trade deal ever made. As a result of these gigantic losses, foreign nations now own $26 trillion more of American assets than American. Think of this, than the Americans own of their own foreign assets or other foreign assets. The United States can no longer produce enough antibiotics to treat our sick. We have a tremendous problem. We have to go to foreign countries to treat our sick. If anything ever happened from a war standpoint, we wouldn't be able to do it.
It's scary to think about it like that, to be honest. But you're right. America should be self-sufficient. Honestly, every country should be doing their best to be self-sufficient to the best of their ability.
Port virtually all of our computers, phones, televisions, and electronics. We used to dominate the field, and now we import it all from different countries. A single shipyard in China now produces more ships every year than all of the American shipyards combined. Think of that. And it was a business that we used to dominate. We used to dominate it totally. In short, chronic trade deficits are no longer merely an economic problem. They're a national emergency that threatens our security and our very way of life. It's a very great threat to our country. And for these reasons, starting tomorrow, the United States will implement reciprocal tariffs
on
other nations.
It's happening.
It's been a long time since...
Listen. Whatever you want to say, this shit's entertaining as fuck. All right, listen, you could consider the extra money I'd be paying on goods because of tariffs direct payment to all the entertainment I will be receiving from watching retards have meltdowns. This is a zero-sum game where I always win. I'm recognizing my privilege here, all right? I am a very privileged man. I love a good retard or two. They make me happy.
We even thought of that. We used to think about it a lot. We didn't think about it for many decades, and you see what's happened. For nations that treat us badly, we will calculate the combined rate of all their tariffs, non-monetary barriers, and other forms of cheating. And because we are being very kind, we're kind people.
I am putting tariffs on everyone, reciprocal tariffs. This is me being nice. You don't want to see me when I'm angry. I become Orange Hulk. Orange Hulk, it's gonna be crazy.
Very kind. You're not so kind.
Why is he repeating it?
Kind when you get ripped off with your salaries, my auto worker friend.
This is me literally being nice. I am being nice to you guys. You could thank me when you pay my tariffs. Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
And my Teamster friends and all of the unions that typically voted Democrat, they're not voting Democrat anymore because...
True. I wonder why all these unions and workers in America flipped. That's kind of weird because, suspiciously enough, the Democrats used to actually win the working class every single time. But that shit's over. None of that's happening anymore. Right now, somehow, the Republicans are the party for the working class. It's kind of weird how that shit happened. Oh, my God.
As worker, whether union or non-worker, they're for the Republicans now. That's what happened.
He's right.
But we will charge them approximately...
All seven swing states, large majority, 170 million people. The working class did not abandon the Democrats. The Democrats abandon you.
Only half of what they are and have been charging us. So the tariffs will be not... a full reciprocal. I could have done that, yes, but it would have been tough for a lot of countries who didn't want to do that. I'd like to see the chart if you have it.
Bring up the chart. This I love our charts.
Great
charts are
Secretary
awesome.
Of Commerce, Howard Lutnick.
I love Thank charts. You. Charts are so good.
So,
oh, look at that chart.
If you look at that.
Oh, my God, he's cooking.
China, first row. China.
I love China very much. China likes me too. China has opened up all sorts of weird plants. China opened plants in Mexico. Did you know that? Why not in America? Why in Mexico? Well, it opened it in Mexico to sell shit to America because America is the number one consumerist culture on the fucking planet, by the way, in case you were curious. So China decided, well, let's sell stuff to America, but not build it in America. Let's build it in Mexico. Not anymore. China.
67%. That's tariffs.
Oh, God.
Charged to the USA, including currency manipulation and trade barriers.
Whoa.
So 67%. I think you can, for the most part, see it. Those with good eyes, with bad eyes. We didn't want to bring the, it's very windy out here. We didn't want to bring out the big charts because it had no chance of standing.
Oh, God.
We didn't want the wind to 9/11 the charts. So we came with small charts.
Fortunately, we came armed with a little smaller chart.
So a smaller chart. Bro's talking about this like it's dick sizes. It's unbelievable.
I will slap my unnaturally long meat on the table. Look at the size of this chart.
67%, so we're going to be charging a discounted reciprocal tariff of 34%.
He's nice. He's being nice. This is him being nice, guys. This is literally him just being kind and nice. All right, I'm moving my boy over to the other side so we can all look at the lovely tariff chart together. Look at how nice he is. It's only 34%.
China. You better stop being a bitch.
I want to make something clear here, by the way, as we go down this list of reciprocal tariffs. Reciprocal tariffs means it's even. Him saying that he's tariffing all these countries, which has everyone absolutely terrified, if the other countries drop their tariffs, my guess is Trump will probably wait maybe a month and then drop his tariffs too. Why do I say he'll wait? Because he's a petty motherfucker and that's why everyone loves him. Yep, that's right. That's right. He's probably going to wait a month just so they could sweat a little bit. And then he will probably eventually, you know, after they sweat, then he'll remove it. I think he wants no tariffs anywhere, realistically. So I think this is going to be crazy.
I think, in other words, they charge us, we charge them, we charge them less. So how can anybody be upset?
Oh, don't worry. People in my chat are finding a way. There's a lot of screaming. People don't like me out here. But that's okay. Honestly, I don't care at all. Honestly, it just makes me happy.
They will be because we never charge anybody anything. But now we're going to charge. European Union.
I love how everyone's like, America's no longer in charge of the world. Oh, yeah? Look at the crying on Twitter and tell me that's not true.
And they're very tough. Very, very tough traders.
They're traitors. Traitors to the country.
You know, you think of European Union, very friendly. They rip us off.
They're so friendly. You think. You know, the thing I like about the European is the amount, how friendly they are specifically. Their friendliness is why I specifically like talking about them. Like how if you are offensive, they'll arrest you. Yeah, that's a thing that's going on in Europe. In case you're unaware, you should definitely check out my Europe is 100% fucked video where they are literally jailing right-wing politicians and shit and arresting people. It's pretty great. It's pretty great. Very friendly. Very friendly
people. So sad to see. It's so pathetic.
Oh, my God. Suicidal empathy. Goddamn.
39%. We're going to charge them 20%. So we're charging them essentially half.
All right.
Vietnam. Great negotiators. Great people.
Oh, my God. I just noticed something. Guys, Vietnam is a country on the chart. Oh, China. You thought China was upset about the tariffs? No. China's upset that he called Vietnam a country. Oh, no, not Vietnam. Wait, Taiwan. I meant Taiwan. It was one lower on the paper. Dude, Taiwan is a country. China is furious right now. Oh, my God.
They like me, I like them. The problem is they charge us 90%.
That's fucking crazy. Why was this literally happening? Why was this happening? Oh my Lord, 90% tariffs. And they expected America to not do anything? Are you insane?
We're gonna charge them 46% tariff. Taiwan, where they took all of our computer chips and semiconductors. We used to be the king, right? We were everything. We had all of it.
Yeah, not anymore.
Now we have almost none of it.
Yeah, because everything is just being outsourced and shit until eventually, happens.
Except the biggest company is coming in. We're going to end up with almost 40% Lee Zeldin's working to get their approvals. And it's an amazing company. Mr. Wei, of one of the great companies of the world, actually. They're coming in from Taiwan, and they're going to build one of the biggest plants in the world, maybe the biggest for that. But 64%, we're going to charge them 32%. Japan, very, very tough. Great people. And again, I don't blame the people for doing it.
That's what I'm literally saying the entire time. Every country should, number one, look out for their country citizens. That should be the number one goal of every country. That is the duty of a country. So the fact that they're charging America these obscene numbers of tariffs, well, I don't want to be rude here, but they're looking out for their people, and America was kind of a bitch and literally didn't fight back to the point that none of us even knew that. Did any of you know that Vietnam was charging 90% tariffs on America? No one in my chat, I guarantee you, no one watching this video knew that that was the case a year ago. Literally. You probably had no clue. I'm sure some people are going to say they did, but that's okay, because I don't believe people. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I gotta love it. No one knew this, but it was happening. It was literally happening. And I think that the reciprocal tariffs are good on the one end, starting to put pressure on other countries to drop that shit, to stop letting America be a bitch, and also to literally let the people know how badly America was being bullied for so long. It was literally down a road to self-destruction. It was down a road to self-destruction, and I hope it bounces back, bro. But I think reciprocal tariffs are definitely a good step.
I think they're very smart in doing it. I blame the people that sat right in that Oval Office right over there.
Oh, that's what I said, man. Oh, my God. I was literally right. Oh, my Lord.
Right behind the Resolute desk or whichever desk they chose.
Oh, nice.
Japan, 46%. They would charge us 46% and much higher for certain items like cars, you know, little items like cars.
Yeah.
46%. We're charging them 24%. India, very, very tough. Very, very tough. The prime minister just left, and he's a great friend of mine, but
he's
I said, you're a friend of mine, but you're not treating us right. They charge us.
Look, you got to do hard business with people, even if they're your friends. I'll be honest. Just because they're a friend, that doesn't mean you can let them absolutely butt-fuck you behind the shed. Sorry, bro.
52%. You have to understand, we charge them almost nothing for years and years and decades, and it was only 7 years ago when I came in. We started with China, Georgia. We took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China in tariffs.
China.
They understood, honestly. President Xi understood. He said, look, I understand. And the other countries, and they all understand. We're going to have to go through a little tough love, maybe. But they all understand. They're ripping us off, and they understood it. Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, He was a fantastic man. Rip. He was unfortunately taken from us, assassination. Yeah. But I went to him and I said, Shinzo, we have to do something. A trade is not fair. He said, I know that. I know.
I know that, but America was being a bitch. So we were just ripping you off because, I mean, it was really good for us that you were being a bitch. So, like, hell yeah, dude.
That, and he was a great gentleman. He was a fantastic man, but he understood immediately what I was talking about. I said, Shinzo, we have to do something. He said, I know that. And we worked out a deal, and it would have been a much better deal, but frankly, there were many years left in the deal that was made previous to my getting there, but it was something. If you look at Switzerland, 61% to 31%. Indonesia, Malaysia, Cambodia. Oh, look at Cambodia, 97%.
97% tariffs to Cambodia? You've got to be kidding me.
We're going to bring it down to 49%. They made a fortune with the United States of America. United Kingdom, 10%. And we'll go 10%. So we'll do the same thing.
All right. Again, that's reciprocal. That's how it works.
South Africa, 60%.
I love how he makes his, like, disappointed Mrs. Doubtfire voice. Oh, South Africa, this is so sad to see.
30%, and they've got some bad things going on in South Africa.
Yeah, there's actually, I don't know if you know this, there's an actual genocide happening in South Africa. You can tell by all the protests on college campuses. Oh, there are no protests on college? Oh, that's weird. That's weird. Interesting.
Now, we're paying them billions of dollars, and we cut the funding because a lot of bad things are happening in South Africa. The fake news ought to be looking at it. They don't want to report it.
No.
Brazil.
They're focused elsewhere.
10%, 10%. Bangladesh is 74%. So you see what's going on. Pakistan, 58%. Sri Lanka, 88%. So what we're doing is taking not the full.
We could take
88%. 58% is 74%. So you see what's going on.
Yeah, he skipped Israel. Oh, no, the conspiracy theories are going to be crazy. No, I love how Israel owns America, according to Candace Owens. Also, Israel is getting tariffed when Israel dropped all their tariffs. Israel's tariffs, I think they were on farming goods exclusively. And Israel actually dropped all their tariffs before, like a week ago or something, or a couple days ago. And they're still getting tariffed. Again, my opinion, I have to say, has to be, the reason why he skipped Israel reading the chart is probably because Israel already dropped their tariffs. And my guess is, in a couple weeks, he's going to drop Israel. Because, again, I think the goal of reciprocal tariffs are to incorporate fair trade. That is the number one thing I think he's actually focusing on. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Hell yeah. All right. We'll see. I guess, by the way, my favorite tweet, I'm calling it right now. You know what? I'm calling it right now because I saw a conspiracy theory tweet saying that the reason why Trump is tariffing Israel is because in reality, Israel is blackmailing the government into getting the government to tariff Israel so people don't realize that Israel is actually secretly in control. Could you imagine the insanity? Oh my God. How many brain farts do you need to make that conspiracy theory work? Like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. If he didn't tariff Israel, then it's a conspiracy theory. Israel controls the government. And if he does tariff Israel, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. The reason why he's actually trying his best to... Anyway, tune into Candace Owens' next show. It's going to be great.
Pakistan, 58%. Sri Lanka...
I want whatever they're taking, though, because that shit sounds awesome. Imagine watching the world through those eyes. Oh, my God. Holy moly.
Thank you. 88%. So what we're doing is we're taking not the full. We could take the full 88%. Thanks a lot. He's doing a very good job. How's he doing? All right. I think you better take it with you. It's not going to last very long. He's going to put it. It's going to follow you down with the wind. I brought a hat just in case it got too windy. But here, would anybody like a hat?
Look at him. Look at him. Giving out money to the people. He's basically a socialist. Okay, Chet? Calm down.
I'm not giving it to a cabinet. I'm giving it to the auto workers. Come
here. Hey, respect. All right.
Thank you, fellas. Get it. That's it.
Nice.
They deserve it more than our cabinet. Our cabinet has plenty of hats. But you see the numbers. The numbers are so disproportionate. They're so unfair. At the same time, we will establish a minimum baseline tariff of 10%. You notice that on the chart. And that'll be on other countries to help rebuild our economy and to prevent cheating. So we're going to have a minimum of cheating, and we're going to be very severe on the people that at the gate that watch the tariffs and watch the product coming in, because there's been a lot of bad things happening at the gate because the money is so enormous that you're talking about. There's never been probably anything like it in terms of the enormity. And there are a lot of bad things happen at the people that do the check-in. And they're looking at 10-year jail sentences if they do play. We're going to treat them so good. But if they cheat, the repercussions are going to be extremely strong. Foreign nations will finally be asked to pay for the privilege of access to our market, the biggest market in the world. We're right now the biggest market in the world. We had a great country 4 years ago in terms of the economics. We were doubling up on China. We were doing so well. Nobody was going to catch us, but so much of it slipped away over the last 4 years under Biden. I campaigned on this policy throughout last year, and today that promise was made, and it was also a promise, as you know, that was kept. Promises made, promises kept.
I mean, this literally is what he ran on. Important to note, he literally did run on this specifically. Specifically, he ran on this, he kept his word. It's more than you could say about basically any other politician out there. And he knew that this would butt-fuck the economy in the short term, and he still went ahead with it because he thought it's the best for America. Say what you will. Say what you will. It's an oligarchy. It's an oligarchy. I can't believe it. I can't believe Trump would do something like this that would literally not personally benefit him at all. That's kind of crazy how that happens. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see where it goes in the long runs. I fully and utterly support reciprocal tariffs. I completely do. And I think this will incentivize so many countries. So many countries are going to drop the shit because of this. And it's going to be awesome.
To any company that objects to our common sense reciprocal tariffs, again, reciprocal.
We are liberating common sense on Liberation Day.
Back and forth, back and forth. And I call this kind reciprocal. This is.
I am the most empathetic president of all time. I have so much empathy. My kindness is overwhelming. Every tariff comes with a clause. We will drop the tariff by 5%. You hear that? 5%. All you have to do is get on your hands and knees, suck my dick, and call me God King Trumpinor. So much humility. The kindest president. God damn. Oh, Lord. All you have to do is kiss the ring.
It's not full reciprocal. This is reciprocal. But what we do is we cut it in half. We charge them. My answer is very simple. If they complain, if you want your tariff rate to be zero, then you build your product right here in America, because there is no tariff if you build your plant, your product in America.
Yeah, it's almost like it's incentivizing jobs and shit to move to America. That's crazy.
And we've seen companies coming in like we've never seen before. Likewise to all of the foreign presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, ambassadors, and everyone else who will soon be calling to ask for exemptions from these tariffs, I say.
And that's going to happen. That's why, by the way, that's why I love this so much. That's why I love reciprocal tariffs. If in case you're curious, Argentina removed all tariffs. Vietnam removed all tariffs. Israel removed all tariffs. Canada moving towards no tariffs. Mexico, no tariffs planned. India considering reducing tariffs. EU planning retaliation. Australia, no tariffs planned. Look, it's definitely interesting. It is incredibly interesting because this is going to get a wild response. And I think that that is literally the goal the entire time. I've said this the whole time, that I think tariffs are a brilliant bargaining strategy. And I am excited to see where it goes. Because the chaos is going to be great. The content is huge. Subscribe for content.
Terminate your own tariffs. Drop your barriers. Don't manipulate your currencies. They manipulate their currencies like nobody can even believe, which is a bad, bad thing and very devastating to us. And start buying tens of billions of dollars of American goods. Tariffs give our country protection against those that would do us economic harm. And many people were looking to do us economic harm. Maybe not so obviously, but they were doing tremendous economic harm. But even more importantly, they will All right. give us growth. These tariffs are going to give us growth like you haven't seen before. And it'll be something very special to watch. I am so looking forward. Damn. And Brian, it's going to happen even faster than you said. You know, you might
All right, we'll
you
see.
Might say, but it's already started. It's already started. Work's already begun on plants all around the country. And you see that as before. These are big, rich companies. We have $61 billion started on a big plant going up. It's going to be announced over the next 2 days. And they already started work. Many of these biggest, the biggest companies in the world, they've committed to build, build, build. We're going to build, build, yeah. build, sir.
Tons of money is coming into America right now. Like wild amounts of money. Again, I'm sure people are not happy about this. They hate when Americans make money. They prefer Americans to be given out money. The socialist strategy is definitely a strategy of all time. Yes, why work to make money when America could just decide to give poor people money from much richer people? What a much better strategy. Absolutely. God damn, it's crazy.
And they came here to see me, and they came, wanted to know if they could have a press conference. I do as many as I can. I'm pretty busy trying to stop Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East. We got to stop that. We got to stop.
Oh my God, and everyone was losing their mind because apparently Trump didn't tariff Russia. Trump didn't tariff Russia, and everyone was losing their absolute shit. Guys, Trump didn't tariff Russia. Russia's not tariffing America. There's no, as far as I am aware, there's not a lot of business between Russia and America. So chill out, gamers.
Stop the Houthis, which were making tremendous, they like shooting ships down and out of the water, sinking ships. They get a kick out of it,
Yay.
But they're not getting such a kick out of it now.
Bye, Houthis. Bye. Luffy no longer in One Piece, that's for sure.
They, Mr. Secretary, Bye. They're not getting such a kick out of that.
You see, you know my favorite thing about the word reciprocal? It's a beautiful word. I know that Trump thinks that tariff is the best word. I completely disagree. I think, personally, that reciprocal is a beautiful word. If you bomb my ships, we will blow the ever-living shit out of you terrorist motherfuckers, all right? If you tariff us, we tariff you. If you attack us, we attack you. It's a really simple, beautiful concept. It's called reciprocal. You should try it sometimes.
Now, but here are just a short list of some of the companies that have already announced and committed to investment in. This is a company that built its factories and its plants in China. Apple
China.
Is going to spend $500 billion. They never spent money like
yeah,
that here.
That's
They're
going to
build
deal,
their
guys.
Plants here.
Yeah.
SoftBank, OpenAI, and...
By the way, I bet you. Tell me if CNN talks about this. I have tried. CNN doesn't talk about this. They only talk about the stock market dropping or egg prices dropping. They don't talk about $500 million or whatever coming into America. He didn't tariff Iran. He did tariff Iran. He tariffed Iran for 10%. He just didn't show it on that chart. There are more charts. He did tariff Iran.
And Oracle, great companies are investing $500
billion
almost immediately.
Dollars.
NVIDIA, a hot
company. It's a good thing he says these on the news. Otherwise, no one would know. Literally, no one would know.
But he is investing hundreds of billions of dollars. They just announced TSMC, the biggest, most important company in the world.
TSMC, to suck much cock. That's what it stands for, and that's what every other country is going to be scrambling to do.
...of chips from Taiwan, with no investment from us, is investing $200 billion. And they said the reason was, number one, the election of November 5th, and number two, the tariffs. They don't want to pay the tariffs, and the way they're not paying it is to build their plant here. So we're going to go from almost no percentage. We used to have 100% of the chip market. Now it's all in Taiwan. Almost all of it's in Taiwan, a couple of other countries, but mostly in Taiwan. And think of it. We had 100%. We lost it because of people in that office that didn't do their job.
God.
They allowed
Biden.
It to be stolen from us. Johnson & Johnson, great
Biden.
Company, $55 billion. Eli Lilly, $27 billion. Meta Rip. Is investing $500 billion. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, the Mac
that's crazy.
Is investing $20
billion. No
CMA, CGM, $20 billion. And then you have Merck and Clarios. Stellantis, General Motors, GE Aerospace.
A lot of people are unaware of this, but what he's reading right now, there are these things called W's. These are massive, huge W's that he's reading right now. He's just sitting there reading a ton amount of money that's coming into America because they're scared of sanctions and tariffs. Oh my God. But no, no one cares about that.
Is Honda, Nissan,
no,
Hyundai are all putting Hyundai in billions and billions of dollars, and they're committed 100%. So. And we have never had, and this is after 2.5 months. This is not, this is after just a short, this all took place as soon as we came out with what everybody wanted to do. You know, I watched a gentleman today on television. He used to work with Lee Iacocca, a very respected automobile person. And he said, you know, because they're asking people, they try and get as many negative people as they can, but obviously, they can't find them too much. It's pretty hard to find in terms of what we're doing.
Don't worry, brother. Open up Twitter and you'll see. Oh, Lord.
Especially when they see all this investment.
Yeah, a lot of people see money coming into the country and they're like, Trump doesn't understand anything about policy. Yes, his first term was literally fantastic for the economy, but he doesn't understand a thing about any of that. No, no, no. Orange man, dumb. He's tanking everything. Everyone's dying. Jump away into the ocean. Literally, all these people are very funny. Like, incredibly funny. Specifically, they're funny because retards are very fun to laugh at. They're all sitting there. They're all fear-mongering. And it's going to be great. It's going to be hilarious to watch it happen because it's not going to stop until things change, inevitably. I have faith that things will turn around. I literally do have faith that it will turn around. We'll see. We'll see. I have faith that the stock market's going to bounce back for sure. For real, for real. And that's when they'll find something else to yell and laugh at. I mean, before it was the fact that there was a reporter on a Signal group chat. Before that, it was the price of eggs because Biden killed 150 million chickens. Like, it's never going to end. It's never going to stop. Fake news. Big losers.
They said, so tell me, what do you think of what Trump is doing from the automobile standpoint? He said, I can't believe it. Somebody is finally, he's an older guy, real pro, really top guy with Lee Iacocca. He said, I never thought I'd see the day when this would happen.
Oh, shit.
Where somebody had the courage to go and do what has to be done. This is transforming our nation. Our entire nation is going to be transformed, not only with the cars, but on every single other item that's built. We're going to become an industrial powerhouse. And he said that so beautifully today. In fact, I'm going to find out. I'm going to get a tape. And Bruce, I'm going to get that tape and I'm going to send it to you out in Long Island. And you're going to play it for the people.
Damn.
And all your union workers and your non-union workers.
Damn.
Out there. You got a pretty even split. But we have, so far, it looks like we're going to have about $6 trillion of investments. And you wouldn't do that in years.
A lot of money. Well, no one would do that. Why would anyone invest in America unless there was some sort of incentive to invest in America? Like, again, these people, they're all crazy. How does no one recognize the basics of business? It's not just numbers. It's also people. How do people not realize that putting reciprocal tariffs will get other countries to lower tariffs? How do people not realize that if there are tariffs, then companies are actually going to want to invest in America specifically? Like, people are like, they are willing to gouge their own eyes out. Literally, gouging their own eyes out. Because Orange Man bad.
In this country over the last number of years, $6 trillion. And that's going to be much higher by the end of the year. And think of what $6 trillion is. You wouldn't have even a small percentage of that under this other system. We're going to be an entirely different country, and it's going to be fantastic for the workers. It's going to be fantastic for everyone. There will never have been a transformation of a country like the transformation that's already happening in the United States of America. It's an incredible thing to watch, and it's incredible to meet with the top people, people that you read about, very wealthy people, or people that are great managers and executives and presidents of big public companies. And to watch the enthusiasm they have now
we'll
that
see.
They didn't have. They gave
we'll
up on our
see.
Country. They went to foreign countries and they built. Companies are pouring into our country at levels never seen before with jobs and money to follow. And it's really beautiful. In the coming days, there will be complaints from the globalists and the outsourcers and special interests and the fake news. Always fake news will always complain.
Obviously.
But never forget, every prediction our opponents made about trade for the last 30 years has been proven totally wrong. They were wrong about NAFTA.
Well, they were wrong about who was winning the election. I mean, listen, the media is hilarious because they have such an obvious bias. And even according to the media, 21% of people are supporting the Democrats. Like, you got to recognize the insanity. These guys said that Kamala was winning. All right, and all seven swing states, no wars would have started if I was president. All seven swing states, cryo Trump. And yeah, all right, dudes, come on, bro. Come on. You don't hate the media enough, guys. For real, for real.
They were wrong about China. They were wrong about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have been a disaster if I didn't terminate it. If I didn't terminate that, United Auto Workers, you would have had no jobs in this country. You would have had no jobs. It was all going to other countries. In my first term, they said tariffs would crash the economy. Instead, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. And again, I have great respect for President Xi of China, great respect for China, but they were taking tremendous advantage of them, of us. And I commend them for that. I say, hey, if you can get away with it, that's okay. But, you know, they understand exactly what's happening, and they probably, most of them, are saying it's about time they did something. But and they're going to fight, and they're going to fight fair. Everyone's going to fight. You know,
it's like hell. It's going to be crazy.
I say to the leaders, look, you got to take care of your country, but we have to start taking care of our country now. We can't do what we've been doing for the last 50 years. From the day of my election, the stock market went up in my first term 88%, with NASDAQ going up 155%, more than any president has ever had in any term in office,
again,
by far.
I don't want to say things that people are going to say that, Nux, this is not factual. The fact is, Trump is a better businessman than any other president that has ever been a president of the United States. He has the experience. He literally does. And the fact is, Trump's first term was fantastic for the economy. And the fact is, it was most beneficial for the middle class of America. I have faith that this shit's going to turn around. I absolutely do. And I think that people need to be a little more realistic with themselves when they see a short-term drop. They have to realize that it is, hopefully, at least, a short-term drop. But, of course, it's pandemonium. Literally, the fear-mongers are out there fear-mongering around, having their good time fear-mongering. It's going to be great. Endless content. Let them cry. There's so much crying.
And I think we're going to blow that away. And maybe the numbers won't show, but I think they're going to show much better than even those numbers. But what you're going to see is you're going to see activity, that empty, dead sites, factories that are falling down. Those factories will be knocked down, and they're going to have brand new factories built in their place. They're not only talking about renovating, they're talking about brand new, the best anywhere in the world, the biggest anywhere in the world. I have a friend who builds car plants, and I said, I want to see the biggest and the best. He said, well, we have to go to Mexico. I said, no, I want to see it in
weird, huh? Wait, let me get this straight. To make a plant to sell cars in America, they go to Mexico. That's how you know they're fucking losers and rats, all right? If you want to sell cars in America, immediately they go to Mexico to do that shit. Come on, guys, why aren't you going to America? Well, you know, America doesn't have tariffs. So why would you go to America? It's much cheaper to go to Mexico and hire people in Mexico to work on that shit. You gotta realize, by the fact that that's happening, you know he's right. By the fact that people want to sell cars in America so they go straight to Mexico, that is literal proof that Trump is completely correct, that everyone is taking advantage of America. Call the ambulance, gamers! Hell yeah, dude.
The United States, he said, we're not building them, and then this is a year and a half.
The Democratic Party right now sounds like the lemon grab kingdom from Adventure Time. A lot of just people screaming at random shit, pointing and yelling.
The campaign, he said, we're not building, you'd have to go to Mexico. When I was starting to decide to run, and I went to number one in the polls very rapidly,
not to pat myself on the back or anything. All seven swing states, cryo Trump, endless content. They love me everywhere.
Let's say in the first hour, and then shortly thereafter, it looked like I was going to win, and the fake news was saying, "Oh no, don't do this." What they don't know is, if I didn't win, they would have really been in trouble, because nobody wants to read them anyway. But I
damn, bro, dude, Trump is literally giving the fake news their whole fucking careers, bro. That's their whole career, is just shitting on this man. What are they going to do without Trump? Oh, my God.
You what?
This is like every YouTuber after Snow Woke. No one talks about Snow Woke anymore. It's like, bro, what are you going to do, bro? Like, everyone's like, oh, man, we made so much money off Snow White's downfall. What are we going to do?
When I when it looked like I was going to win, I announced that I was going to be doing exactly what we're talking about today. Great consistency, actually, because I've been talking about it for he's 40 years.
He's right.
But
he's literally
because
right.
I saw what was happening 40 years ago. If you look at my old speeches when I was young, very handsome. My old speeches, and that people would say I'd be on a television show. Oh, I'd be talking about how we were being ripped off by these countries. I mean, nothing changes very much. The only thing that changed were the countries, but nothing really changes. But, you know, it's such an honor. It's such an honor to be finally able to do this. If you look at China, I took in hundreds.
Look, I'm going to show you something that's going to blow your absolute mind. Are you ready to lose your shit? This is a clip from Trump 40 years ago.
Because the big picture is really what can solve the overall problem. Now, when you say, what are you doing with Japan? What are you doing with the countries? When you put a tax on Japan for the products that they're selling, you will bring in hundreds of billions of dollars to this country, which can go to rebuilding our inner cities. Instead of giving Japan free military defense, you charge them for what they're getting.
Oh,
and you bring
my
hundreds
God.
Of billions of dollars that if the right person asked, they would gladly pay because they'd have to pay. You bring in hundreds of billions of dollars, which money can go toward the inner city, toward education.
The fact
for the last 40 years, this is a compilation of 40 years ago, Trump's talking about tariffs. And the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because there are so many politicians that literally flip. You have politicians, they claim one thing, they flip to something else, wherever the tides and the wind pushes them. Trump is unbelievably consistent, whether he's running as a Democrat, running as a Republican. When it comes to business, bro has been consistent as fuck. He's kept his goddamn word, whether you like it or not. It's unbelievable to see. It's crazy. Oh my Lord.
It's a billions of...
God, thank fuck that he's not a politician. I hate politicians, for real, for real. So nice to have an actual, like, businessman talking about business in the government.
Dollars in my term. Hundreds of billions. They never paid 10 cents to any other president, and yet they paid hundreds of billions. So much so that Biden couldn't do anything. They wanted to try and terminate it because he had a very special relationship with China. You know what?
China?
The relationship...
Oh, no! There's no way he's going here.
Plus, he had a special relationship. But the numbers were so big. The numbers were so big that they couldn't do it. So they did ease it up. They did things that they shouldn't have done. They made it a lot more comfortable for them. But they couldn't do it because the numbers were hundreds of billions of dollars. And I did that. And were on our way to doing something like incredible. And then we had a very bad election happen, a very bad election, a lot of bad things happen.
All right. Let me know in the comment section below. In 6 months after Doge does some digging, will there be evidence the election was stolen? Because if so, then 3 terms, it already happened. Let's go for a fourth. Cryo Trump. Fuck.
Happened so... When I said we got to do it again, I said we have to make it too big to rig, and we made it too big to rig, and we won in records, and it was a monumental win.
Oh, Lord.
And it was such an honor to
see. All 7 swing states, a large majority.
See so many of you, like Brian and your friends, here with us to celebrate, and to more importantly celebrate what we're doing, because that wouldn't be a full celebration if we didn't do this, because this will be an entirely different country in a short period of time. It'll be something the whole world will be talking about. It. The critics made the very tired predictions earlier this year, but in February, core inflation dropped to the lowest rate in 4 years. And the price of eggs, as you know, just in a couple of, in a month and a half, we were there for four.
It's been 2 months since this man was president. Oh my God. 4 years of content, all the content. Subscribe to Nuxinor.
Eggs. And the first week, I got blamed for eggs. I said, I just got...
True! He's right! Oh, dude literally won the election, and they're like, wow, egg prices are so high, Trump. Wow, what a bitch.
They said eggs have gone up at like 250% and you can't get eggs. And they were going crazy. And I said, I just got here.
Oh, no.
And then we got to work on eggs. And we got to work on everything. And our great Secretary of Agriculture, you did a fantastic.
Dude, that's how you know that they're bad faith retards. Because egg prices did not change right before and right after Trump was president. Did you ever hear anyone complaining to Biden about eggs? Literally, no. No one did any of that shit. Trump walks in, they start screaming and yelling about eggs. Like, come on, guys. Like, come on, dudes.
Fantastic job, Brooke Rollins. He did a fantastic job. And as I said before, the price of eggs dropped now 59%, and they're going down more, and the availability is fantastic. They were saying that for Easter, please don't use eggs. Could you use plastic eggs? I said, we don't want to do that. We want to. And you really came through. It's an amazing job. Thank you very much, Brooke. You did great. But likewise, an old-fashioned term that we use, groceries. I used it on the campaign. It's such an old-fashioned term, but a beautiful term, groceries. It sort of says a bag with different things in it.
Yeah,
groceries.
That is what groceries means. Damn, look at this guy. He's cooking.
Just went through the roof, and I campaigned on that. I talked about the word groceries for a lot. And energy costs now are down. Groceries are down. Gasoline is way under $3. And people are beginning to be able to buy things and live.
Dude, oh my God. The hypocrisy doesn't end. Trump, I can't believe that you're using plastic straws. It's terrible for the environment. Also, use plastic eggs. God. These people are amazing. They don't stop.
Again, we brought prices way down. We created 10,000 already in a few weeks, new manufacturing jobs. And it was that took place in 1 month, numbers that they haven't seen in a long time. We had virtually no inflation under my term. We had virtually no inflation for 4 years. But after transitioning over to Sleepy Joe, it went from almost non-existent to the highest in the history of our country. Yeah. They're the highest inflation in the history of our country.
The numbers don't
brought
lie.
Up by energy and bad spending and bad policy, and a lot of bad things happened. How about
the retards? It's the bad policy and retards. They go hand in hand, literally hand in hand, like me and your mother.
Allowing millions and millions and millions of people to pour into our...
Something is rising, and it isn't the egg prices.
Country with open borders where it's so sad to see even now. And I see our great secretary of you have done. Stand up, please, Christy. Stand up. Christy Noem. And Tom Holman.
Woo!
These people are doing a great job, but
they're cooking.
Gotten them out in records. We have problems with judges
cooking.
That don't want them to go out. They want Trend Iroquois. And they want MS-13, the most vicious gangs ever.
Wild.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Absolute killer gangs. They kill people. They don't even think about it.
It's crazy.
And we put them out, and we have judges now.
Don't worry. We have Democratic judges, Obunga-appointed judges, defending the terrorists. So I'm glad that even the terrorists have people in their corner. Hell yeah, dude.
Radical left judges that want to... They don't want them to go out. They want them to even
weird,
be brought
weird.
Back. Let's bring them
weird,
back.
Weird.
You've done a fantastic job, and please thank everybody. Homeland Security, thank everybody. Appreciate it.
Again, you know my opinion on this. You know my opinion. We should take illegal aliens, and we should tell them all you need to do is kill 5 child rapists, and you get citizenship. We will call it Alien versus Predator. It's going to be big. It'll be televised on Netflix. Everyone will love it. We'll call it Alien versus Predator. All right, people don't like my idea, but I think it's a great idea.
And we now have a border that's the best border that we've ever had, even better than it was my first term.
Honestly, I feel like Trump is like gloves off. He's like Rock Lee after removing the fucking training weights. All right, bro took his training weights off because the first term, everyone was attacking Trump for everything. He was trying his best to stay in line. Today's Trump is like, no, I don't give a shit what you're gonna call me on the fake news. Okay, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. And you can like it, lump it, digest it, and dump it.
We did good, but this one we really specialized in. We've done really well. And we had records then. We had the best safest border. 4 years ago, we had the best border there ever was, and now we have...
There are 94% less border crossings right now than last year this time.
You've actually matched it and done even better, and we're going to get it down the right way.
Damn.
And we want people, by the way, to come into our country.
This is what it looks like when one gives zero fucks, not a single fuck given.
We want the... to come in through a legal process. We want them to come in legally. We need more people. We need people to run these plants and to help the auto workers and the Teamsters and the non-union people and everybody else. But we need people and the farmers. And we're going to let people come in, but they want to come in. We want them to come in legally. They have to have the capability of loving our country, not people that hate our country.
Based.
We don't want them.
Oh, my God. Every country needs to adopt this policy. It's absolutely mind-boggling that countries want to bring people into their country that literally want the downfall of their country. Like, it's so obvious. It's unbelievable. And that's why, to all the people that are like, oh my God, Trump is deporting the terrorist supporters that want the downfall of Western civilization? Fuck yeah, he's deporting those motherfuckers. Why do you want that guy in your country? Absolutely. This is why Europe is cooked. Definitely check out why Europe is 100% fucked.
Them in our country. And now we're going to pass the largest tax cuts in American history. And that's where we're relying on Mike and John Thune.
Here's the hoping.
And we will not cut Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid benefits. And the Democrats will, because if they got in, the entire economy would collapse. This country is heading for a collapse under the people that you saw. They were horrible. I think one of the reasons people like the job, I have my highest approval ratings because I think they're comparing me to...
They keep yelling and screaming and crying and Trump's approval rating keeps going up. Oh, my God.
The worst administration in the history of our country. So I appreciate that at least.
Yeah. But Speaker... It definitely helps when he's being compared to Biden.
Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and Senate Majority Leader. Appreciate it, Mike. John Thune have been fantastic, by the way. But they've been working tirelessly on taking the next step to pass the plan for our one big, beautiful bill. I'd like to name it that if you can. One big, I made that statement about 6 months ago, and everybody calls it one big, beautiful bill.
No.
And it will be that. It'll have everything. The big.
We will be trading California for Canada. It's going to be big.
Tax cuts and every incentive there is. And it'll be fantastic. And by the way, for the cars, we're asking for an interest deduction on a loan. So if you build the car, only in America we do it, Brian. If the car's not built in America, you don't get the interest rate deduction.
If you... Incentivizing business to come to America? What an irresponsible thing for an American president to do.
Build the car in America.
That was sarcasm, by the way, for all retards that might think I'm on their side.
America, if you buy a car, if it's built in America, then you get an interest rate deduction, tax deduction. And
the biggest, most beautiful bill there ever was. I didn't say that. Others said it, but I think they're right.
That's a big thing. That's going to be a big thing. I think that's going to pay for itself very quickly, that deduction. Never happened. We've never had anything like that before. Somebody said, where do you get the idea? Because it's so basic. You would think that would have happened a long time ago. It never did, and I'm very happy it didn't, because now I can say that was my idea. But we're going to get us closer to the debt extension. We have to get the debt extension passed.
God.
And I know you're going to be able to do that, Mike. And it's very important that you do that. And all of the other things that Senate budget plan gives us, along with working, because I know they're working together, John and Mike, and the two bills are going very well together. We need to get our shared priorities done, including certain permanent tax cuts. We want the tax cuts to be permanent.
That would
be amazing. Spending cuts, energy, and historic
investments. These are great things. Oh my God.
Investments in defense, border, and so much more. We're covering everything. These will be phenomenal. There'll be no bill like this. One bill is going to straighten out our country for many, many years to come. And we said, let's just do it and let's get it done. And some guys will love it and some guys will like it a little bit less because they're not getting what they were exactly looking for, but they're getting a lot. If we get this done, it'll be the most incredible bill ever passed in the history of our Congress and Senate and congressmen, the senators and the congressmen, many of whom are here today, will be very proud of themselves. I really believe that it's going to set us on a whole new prosperous path. We're going to cut spending and right-size the budget back to where it should be. We're going to do that very strongly. Thank you, Rick. Right. Thank you.
We'll
John,
see.
Thank you. Oh, look at all of our senators over there. Oh, boy. That's a nice group of people. But I won't like them so much if they don't get this bill done.
Oh, tough love.
That's a great group. Oh, and God. Congressman, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Tremendous people. The Senate plan is my complete and total support, and the House plan, likewise, is very similar. They're moving along pretty much at the same clip, and as soon as you're ready, you'll show it to me, and I'm sure it'll have my support, Mike.
Shit's happening.
Every Republican congressman and senator must unify. We have to unify. We can't be separated. We have to get it done. We have to get absolutely everything we can, and we have to take care of the American people. That's the only thing that matters. We have to take care of the American people first. We need to pass this bill immediately, get it done, including debt extension. From this day on, we're not going to let anyone tell us that American workers and families cannot have the future that they deserve. We're going to produce the cars and ships, chips, airplanes, minerals, and medicines that we need right here in America. The pharmaceutical companies are going to become roar.
The trifecta. We will drill, baby, drill, tariff other motherfuckers, and we will give tax cuts. It's going to be crazy.
Roaring back. They're coming roaring back. They're all coming back to our country, because if they don't, they got a big tax to pay. And if they do, I'll be very happy. And you're going to be very happy, and you're going to be very safe. We're going to build our future with American hands, with American heart, American steel, and we're going to build it with American pride like we used to. We're approaching our 100th day as president.
Bro.
And have been given credit by a lot of people, actually. Even some of the fake news, can you believe it?
Oh, shit.
Which in this case, hopefully, isn't fake. For having done more in that time than any other administration in the history of our country.
They're fake, unless they're glazing me. Then they're real. Otherwise, fake.
God, be so real for that one.
First 100 days, I think we've had an amazing, in terms of what we've done, what we've gotten accomplished. I'd like to see if we can get that war ended and another war from not starting in the Middle East.
That'd be nice.
You have to get Russia. They're losing 2,000 on average, 2,500 people a day, young people, soldiers, Russian. Think of that. 2,500 through some days, and but on average, probably over about a 1 week period, it's 2,712, they say. They're losing those soldiers.
It's awful, man.
They're dying. They're being decimated, and they're not from our country, but they're from other countries,
people.
But they're human beings. They're from Russia. They're from Ukraine in this period, most of them. And we're going to get it stopped. It's a senseless war that would have never happened if I was president.
Never would have happened if I was president.
Be allowed to go on.
Never would have happened.
And I think we're being given good cooperation by Russia and by Ukraine, but we have to get it stopped. It's humanity. It's humanity. It's a terrible thing. This will be a very big moment. I think you're going to remember today. It's going to be a free nation that we're dealing with. We're going to have a very free and beautiful nation. It's going to be Liberation Day in America, and it's going to be a day that hopefully you're going to look back in years to come, and you're going to say, you know, he was right. This has turned out to be one of the most important days.
We will be fortifying Cadia. Abaddon the Despoiler will not begin a 14th Black Crusade.
History of our country.
It's going to be crazy.
God bless.
The 13th would have never happened if I was president.
Bless you and God bless America. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Damn, that was a good speech, honestly. That was a pretty good speech. So, again, to wrap up, reciprocal tariffs are undeniably based. They will absolutely hurt America in the short term. I see people literally on both sides of the aisle freaking out and screaming about all this shit. It's very fun. Literally, very, very fun. I think that reciprocal tariffs are absolutely the major play. Like, 100%, without a doubt. Now he signs the thingy. Realistically, hopefully, it'll all turn around and it'll end up wonderful. I really do think it will bounce back, inevitably. I do think that this was the necessary surgery to excise a cancer that was blighting America for a really long time that, to be frank, previous presidents did not have the balls to excise. So, historic day, liberating ourselves from retardation into common sense. Or at least that's what we're hoping for. Again, not trying to give any financial advice here, right here. All right, listen, but if half the Jewish conspiracy theories are true, you should listen to what I have to say, all right? But not financial advice. This is not financial advice. Invest in the fucking stock market, okay? God damn it. God damn it, now's the time. All right, anyway, not financial advice. I am not a registered finance guy, just a blue idiot on the internet. Definitely subscribe for more chaos. I love chaos. I love meltdowns. There's a lot of them, actually. It's very fun for me personally. I think this caused more meltdowns, literally, more meltdowns than him actually becoming president. It's such a glorious time to be me. All right, see you in the next one, gamers. Bye. Like, subscribe, and this video was streamed live on kick.com/Nuxenor. See you there. Stay weird.